timeout here. Just looking at it, the last foul. Seeing what they're going to assess. And hey, it looks like we've got an official announcement coming up. We'll see what that is. Is it a simple block, or is it a technical? What is it? We're looking at it. And the coaches are being explained to, and I'm sure we'll get an announcement from our public address announcer, Keith Merrick. Forthwith. Though a flagrant called against Whiting. Wendt will go to the line to shoot. Up and no good. He missed both of them. But the Beavers will have the ball, and they'll have it in their backcourt. And Pekarik will bring it down. He brings it to this near side, dribbling with his right, jumps, passes it inside to Bader. Bader as his defender fall down and finds an easy way to the basket, 4-2. And the Beavers now lead 33-29 with 3:30 to play in this first half. Galen with the ball, works against Pekarik and sends it over to the far side to Aquarius. Aquarius to Whiting. Whiting, his shot no good, but he was fouled. And that's going to be on Wendt, his second and the fourth towel. That's the fifth one called on the Beavers. Whiting with his first shot goes up and in. McNallen back in the game for the Beavers, and Sorensen back in the game for the Beavers. Second attempt from Whiting goes in, and it's a 33-31 game with 3:15 to play in the first half. Pekarik on this near side bounces it to the top of the key, gets to Javion Green, dives towards the basket, doesn't get that one to fall, but the rebound goes to Logan Bader. His hook shot is no good. Rebound Aquarius, and he'll bring it down on the fourth, the Jacks. Over to the NSIC logo on the far side of the court. Cross-court pass to Gallant in this near wing. He'll bounce it inside to Whiting. Whiting working against Sorensen. Will overhand it around the horn to Van Flack, who hits the three. And it's 33-34 now. The Beavers trail by one. Pekarik sets up the Beaver own. Gets a screen from Green. Now we'll drive to the basket, far baseline, up and in, and he's fouled. His first points of the day, and a chance for an and one. Foul going to be called against Aquarius. That's the 10th team foul. Called against the Jacks as Aquarius takes a seat. Lucas comes into the game for the Jacks. Here's the and one from Pekarik. Quick shot up and in. He doesn't take any time when it comes to shooting those free throws. 36-34, 2:20 to play. First half, the Beavers lead by two. Lucas passes this one off to Larry. Larry pivots at the top of the key, gets a screen from Whiting. Whiting falls down but gets back up. Pass off to Gallen. Gallen follow-away jumper, no good. Tipped rebound into the hands of Javion Green. He runs on this near side right by Lucas. Overhand pass to Pekarik. Pekarik near the lane sends it out to Sorensen. Sorensen to Bader. And over to Javion Green. Minute 45 to play in this first half. The Beavers lead by two. McNallum in the paint. He'll pass that one, or try to, rather. Give it to Pekarik. It's tipped out of bounds into the stands. And a lucky fan, again, gets to participate in today's game. Sharif Black and Rovney coming in the game for the Beavers. And a late oncomer is Yetka, replacing Sorensen. Minute 41 to play. First half, Beavers lead by two, 36-34. Green gives it in to Black. Black working against Gallen, spins into the paint, goes up for a shot. It's in, and he's fouled. He'll get the end one attempt after that basket went in, and the foul called on Van Flack. And Black will be at the line shooting the end one. His shot is up and in. Beavers lead by five with a minute and a half to play in this first half. Gallen with the ball, works against Rovney. Tried to get to the lane, ball tipped out of his hands by Black. A pile of humanity on this near side of the paint, and a whistle. Foul called on Rovney. His first, sixth team foul. Inbounds coming from the E. Now make it the B of Beavers on this left side basket. Lucas gets the inbounds pass, bounces it over to Gallen, working against Rovney at the top of the key. Got 10 on the shot clock, gives it to Larry. Larry again to Lucas. Lucas looking for a place to bounce it, gives it to Larry. Larry jump shot from the elbow, no good. And rebound on the bounce goes to Rovney, then forgets the ball, but he gets it back. Under a minute to play, first half. Beavers still lead by five, 39-35. Sharif Black tried driving the baseline. It's tipped out of his hands and out of bounds. Clock stops, 53.7 seconds. 22 on the shot clock. Inbounds goes to Green. He holds it high, working against Whiting. Gets to Rovney. Rovney, top of the key, bounces it to the near side to Black. Fakes one way, goes back the other. Now comes back the way he originally started. Drives to the basket, no good. Shot is rebounded out of bounds by the Beavers. So it will be Jack's ball with 37.4 seconds left to play in this first half. Takes the ball down the middle of the court, working against Rovney. Dribbles with his left to his left, gets a hard screen from Whiting, bounces it into Whiting, working against Bader. Lots of hands all over the place. Now Whiting going up for a shot, too strong on it. Rebound picked up by Black. Black, it's a two-on-two, finds Green up and under, and a foul going to be called before the shot is Whiting. Tabletopped over Javion Green. Foul is going to be called on Whiting, though he's trying to explain his that it was not him, it couldn't have been him. Green will be at the line shooting two with 15.1 seconds to play in the first half. First one's up and in. Dunbar in the game for Whiting for the final 15 seconds of this half. Second one from Green off the back of the iron, no good. Gallen with the rebound. 10 seconds remaining in the half as he crosses the midcourt line. Gallen working against Rovney, trying to get that last second shot. Squirts through a couple of defenders. High off the backboard, no good. And that will be your half, with the Beavers leading 40-34 over the Northland College Jacks. We're going to take a quick break, and then it is time for your halftime report. We'll revisit with Coach Boshi, and we'll even check out the stats and the player profile, Kyle Sorensen, this weekend. 40-34, the Beavers lead at the half on the Beaver Radio Network.
Beaver Basketball, brought to you by
Paul Bunyan Communications
on the Beaver Radio Network.
Glass Doctor of Bemidji is locally owned and proudly supports BSU Sports. Glass Doctor is the place to call for all your glass repair and replacement needs. They handle both residential and light commercial glasswork. All of their technicians are trained and certified. Quality workmanship and customer satisfaction is what you can expect from Glass Doctor of Bemidji. Walk-ins welcome or call 759-1289 for an appointment. Located next to Arby's. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5.
Call the Glass Doctor. We'll fix your paint.
These days, it isn't unusual for a home to have more than 5 devices using the internet, and that number continues to rise. Get the internet speed you need to support all your devices. Get the Gigazone from Paul Bunyan Communications. You'll get fiber optic fast internet speeds up to a gigabit per second. That's up to 80 times faster than cable. It's affordable, it's fast, and you can add Paul Bunyan Television and unlimited local and long distance phone service too. It's the Gigazone from Paul Bunyan Communications, and it's right here. Service availability depends upon location. Some restrictions may apply.
Shopping at Marketplace, Marketplace Food.
Here at Marketplace Foods, we are proud of our Angus Pride beef, and for good reason. Only the top 20% of choice Angus beef qualifies to be Angus Pride. Consistently well-marbled, tender, and sure to please, Angus Pride is without a doubt the city's finest. Expertly cut and trimmed by our staff, Marketplace is the place for beef. So when you want the best, stop in to Marketplace.
Beaver Basketball on the Beaver Radio Network.
It's the Pepsi Halftime Report, and we are going to revisit with Coach Boshi and our player profile, Kyle Sorensen, in this game. The Beavers lead 34-40 at the half over the Northland College Lumberjacks here on the Beaver Radio Network.
Beaver Basketball, brought to you by
Pepsi Nye Bottling.
On the Beaver Radio Network.
Are you a Christian looking to align your faith and finances? Then you'll want to check out Thrivent Financial. We're not your typical financial services provider. We're a not-for-profit Fortune 500 organization that helps our nearly 2.4 million members be wise with money. We provide guidance that reflects your values so you can protect what matters most. We help members live generously and strengthen the communities where they live, work, and worship. Learn more about the Thrivent story by contacting me, Financial Associate Alan Zutz, at 444-0202.
You're gonna love getting used to Venusa.
If you have an athlete living in your home, you know you need a good fridge to hold all the food, a microwave to heat it up with, a dishwasher to stash the dishes, and most important, a heavy-duty washer and dryer to wash those not-so-pleasant-smelling jerseys. Hi, this is Becky from Venusa. Come see why Venusa does it better. Venusa Appliance Sales and Service, now located just behind Sanford Walk-In Clinic on Minn Kota Avenue.
You're gonna
Hey fans, this is Coach Sertoria of the Beavers with a quick message for my friends at City Auto Glass. If you've had some bad luck and find yourself needing to have your windshield or other auto glass repaired or replaced, get a hold of City Auto Glass. They are the experts when it comes to safe and proper installation of auto glass. City is a Minnesota company, not some big national chain. Their employees live and work here in our home state, and with free mobile service, they come right to you, home or work. Thanks for listening.
Your safety, our business. City Auto Glass at cityautoglass.com.
The big game is coming up. Motivate your team with New Jersey screen printed at Skeeter Stitch. Is your grand opening on the way? Make sure your employees look their best in custom embroidered shirts from Skeeter Stitch. When you need top quality shirts, jackets, sweats, caps, or other items for your group or business, Skeeter Stitch gets the job done. You supply the artwork or let Skeeter Stitch create it for you. For custom embroidery or screen printing, call Skeeter Stitch of Bemidji. Visit them online at SkeeterStitch.com.
This isn't going to work. No matter what we say, some people still drive drunk. But we're Budweiser. Giving a damn is what we do. So, if you think it's okay to drive drunk, if you think it's something that's debatable, or you just simply don't care. This bud is not for you. Give a damn. Don't drive drunk. Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
This is Beaver Basketball. Beaver Basketball on the Beaver Radio Network.
For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU men's basketball team is Kyle Sorensen, a sophomore forward out of Caledonia, Minnesota. And first of all, it's not often that a sophomore gets named a captain. How did that all happen?
Well, I think it contributes to the fact that I've been here for 3 years. You know, I've been around the system, and I've learned from those guys that were here before. And I'm a sophomore on the court, but I've been here long enough to know the ropes.
You redshirted your freshman year, and then last year were out with an injury. How hard was it to sit on the bench?
It was tough. It was tough because all you want to do is be out and help your team. But, you know, I just bid my time and, you know, came back stronger, hopefully.
What was it like to get back on the court this last weekend?
Oh, it was a rush. It was so fun. Yeah, I missed it so much. It was good to be back out with the teammates.
Well, this last weekend you lost to Linden on Friday. You guys were down 17 at the half, but then cut it to 5 late in the second half. What did you guys do better in that second half?
We took care of the ball a lot better. You know, we had a lot of turnovers. I think it was 16 turnovers in the first half, and that hurt us. And I think we trusted each other in the second half a lot more.
Well, Logan Bader had a career-high 16 points on Friday. What was he doing right?
He was hitting a lot of shots, and he was playing within himself. And he's a tremendous talent. I think we can expect a lot from him this year.
Then on Saturday, you guys took on Central Missouri. You were down 14-0 to start. You guys lost by 14. Why such a slow start?
Well, I think it contributed that they hit a lot of shots early too. You know, we gave them some open ones, but they hit shots and we kept our head down and kept trying to come back, and I love the battle our team had.
Lucas Went came off the bench, had 19 points. What was he doing?
Just attacking the rim. He's going hard at all times, always going to the hoop, and he hit some shots too, so that was good for us.
You guys have three games this weekend. Well, kind of Friday, Saturday, and then Monday. Where does your team need to improve coming into this weekend?
I think we got a lot to improve on. You know, make some more shots, take care of the ball, rebound well, and just keep playing hard like we are.
Well, before we started this interview, I had a chance to visit with you about my nephew. You happen to grow up with TJ Schultz, and of course he was giving us a bad time, Brian and I, that we haven't interviewed you yet. So, and also, one of your assistant baseball coaches back home was my brother-in-law, Tom Schultz. What do you miss most about home?
Oh, man, everything. You know, just like that. You know, guys, the memories and stuff. You know, TJ will vouch for me on an interview, you know, and miss the guys back home and all the fun times we had.
Caledonia is known as a football school. You guys have won 7 titles since 2007. What's it like being in your hometown during those?
Oh, it's so fun. It's great to see the whole town come around the team, and you can see it right now. You know, they're making another state title run, and you see all the tweets, everybody talking about how good the team is and how well they're doing, and it's awesome.
How often do you get back home?
I haven't much this year. I got home quite a bit in the last couple of years, but my parents do a great job of traveling to games and stuff, so I get to see them a lot still.
We'll have to get TJ up here for a game.
Well, I would hope so. If he's watching this, I expect him to be there.
I'll make sure of it. Time for some fun questions. If you had your choice between a Euro and a hamburger, which one?
Well, probably a hamburger.
Favorite pro sports team?
Twins, Minnesota Twins.
Good call. Who's your favorite actor or actress?
Oh, Mark Wahlberg or Will Smith, one of the two.
Good choices. Would you rather play basketball in blue jeans or old school short shorts that they wore back in the 80s?
You know, probably the short shorts. You need the mobility. You know, jeans would get a little too hot, you know, so we'll go with the short shorts.
Kyle, thanks so much. Good luck this weekend and the rest of the season.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Beaver Basketball, brought to you by
Domlinger GM.
On the Beaver Radio Network.
Take your winter fishing to the next level with an Ice Castle Fish House. Corner Sports Bemidji has every Ice Castle style, from the Scout to the Diamond RV model. Ice Castle is the largest manufacturer of premium portable ice fish houses around. And Corner Sports is the area's longest running Ice Castle dealer. Come in now for great pricing and best selection. Excellent financing rates, up to 10 years on approved credit. Shop for your Ice Castle today at Corner Sports, 1.5 miles north of the airport on Highway 71 Bemidji, and online at cornersports.us.
Think of someone in your life who's been a truly great partner. Chances are you've known them a long time. They're always there when you need them. They're loyal, committed, and you can always trust them to look out for your best interests. It's rare to find these qualities in a person, let alone a bank. But you do find them here, in Bemidji. First National Bank Bemidji. A partnership for generations. Member FDIC.
Roads are coming. Look to Bemidji CarQuest located in front of Menards on Paul Bunyan Drive, where they're offering a total tire care. Buy three, get one free package on all Continental tires. Continental tires offer best-in-class comfort, mileage, and traction. To make sure your vehicle is ready for winter, see the guys at CarQuest for the best service and prices on all your winter needs. Love your winter with CarQuest of Bemidji.
Roll in. Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
Higgins Heating, Air Conditioning, and Commercial Refrigeration has been Bemidji's premier Lennox dealer since 1946, providing the best in-home heating and cooling systems. Higgins Heating proudly supports this BSU sports broadcast and all the excitement it brings to their loyal listeners. Higgins Heating would like to remind everyone that when your heating or cooling system is in need of repair, or maybe it's time to upgrade to a more efficient system, call Higgins at 751-2801 for quality service you expect.
Every day made better at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 of Bemidji. Enjoy your new hot tub free for 1 year. From now to the end of the year, we are offering special holiday financing. We will make your payments for one full year. That's right. You can now enjoy your hot tub, sauna, or game table and have 1 year of payments paid for by us. But hurry up, as we only have so many of these special finance packages to offer. At Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 of Bemidji, look for the big duck across from Target.
Some restrictions may apply. See dealer for details.
You're listening to Beaver Basketball on the Beaver Radio Network.
So I expect him to do some pretty good things in his league, so I expect a really good game on Friday night from those guys. And we're going to end up going over there next year.
Is that NAIA?
Yeah, it's okay. NAIA. And then it's...
Welcome back to the Corner Sports Broadcast Studio here at the BSU Gymnasium. We are at the half, so let's take a look at our halftime stats. Leading scorer for the Beavers is Javion Green with 21 points. The next leading scorer for the Beavers is Logan Bader with 9. Two tied at 3, and Tree Black has 4 points. For the Northland College Lumberjacks, their leading scorer is Nathan Nichols with 9 points. Two tied with 8 are Gallant and Lucas, and Whiting has 4. He's been in the middle of quite a bit of the controversy that has been going through this game. The 2 technical fouls, 1 ejection, and just an aggressive game that hopefully has an aggressive end. It's only a 6-point lead for the Beavers, 40-34 at the half. The Beavers shooting on the half from the field, 61% from the field. And from three-point land, they are shooting 50%. And from the free throw line, something I'm sure Coach Boshi wishes they could do a little bit better job of, as they are 7 of 13. The Northland College is shooting 45% from the field, 50% from the beyond the arc, and 3 for 3 from the free throw line. We're going to take our final break. When we return, Beaver basketball comes back to the Beaver Radio Network.
So I expect him to do some pretty good things in his league, so I expect a really good game on...
Beaver basketball, brought to you by...
The Glass Doctor.
On the Beaver Radio Network.
Are you a Christian looking to align your faith and finances? Then you'll want to check out Thrivent Financial. We're not your typical financial services provider. We're a not-for-profit Fortune 500 organization that helps our nearly 2.4 million members be wise with money. We provide guidance that reflects your values so you can protect what matters most. We help members live generously and strengthen the communities where they live, work, and worship. Learn more about the Thrivent story by contacting me, Financial Associate Alan Zutz, at 444-0202.
You're gonna love getting used to Venusa.
If you have
have an athlete living in your home, you know you need a good fridge to hold all the food, a microwave to heat it up with, a dishwasher to stash the dishes, and most important, a heavy-duty washer and dryer to wash those not-so-pleasant-smelling jerseys. Hi, this is Becky from Benusa. Come see why Benusa does it better. Benusa Appliance Sales and Service, now located just behind Sanford Walk-In Clinic on Minn Kota Avenue.
You're gonna love getting used to Benusa.
You're listening to Bemidji State University, Beaver Basketball, on Talk Radio, AM 1360, KKPJ.
Welcome back to the Corner Sports Broadcast Studio here at the BSU Gymnasium. The Beavers with a six-point lead at the half, leading 40-34. Northland College, they are down one player, lost him to an ejection earlier in the first half. And trailing by six. Javion Green, the leading scorer on the day by and far. He's got over double anyone else in this game with 21 points. He is going to be inbounding for the Beavers to start out the second half. 40-34 is our score, and Pekarik will start things up for the Beavers. He moves to his left with his left hand and now spins around and bounces it to the top of the key to Sharif Black. Sharif Black spins at the paint, off the backboard and in. Gallen will bring the ball down for the Jacks. Sends this one around to Lucas. Lucas dribbles it to this near side. Whistle away from the play. And that's going to be called on Bader for sticking his knee out. And an inbounds coming on the baseline. Near side. Gallen looks, and again, a whistle away from the play. And that one's going to be called on the Jacks. That's Larry called for that one. So two fouls called in the first 26 seconds of this first half or second half, where the Beavers lead 42-34. Pekarik over on the far side by the NSIC logo, bounces it to Javion Green in the paint, off the backboard and in. Was way too easy for the leading scorer of the day, now at 23. Gallen will pass to the far side, gives to Lucas. Lucas gets a screen as he brings it to this near side and again whistles away from the play. And that's going to be called on Wendt. Wendt with his third foul there. Literally went over Whiting. I think he did try to do the whole like back-to-back roll on him. Now called for his third foul of the day. Fouled out of last night's game and led the game in scoring. Lucas with the ball, takes a long two, in and out. That goes. Green gets the rebound. He'll bring it up across midcourt here on this near side, and he is going to be fouled by Larry, who picks up his third foul. And the fourth foul called in the second half that has a minute and 2 seconds out of it. Wendt takes a seat. Yetka comes in. Inbounds goes to Pekarik. Pekarik working against Aquarius here on this near side. Stops his dribble and another whistle away from the play. And that one's going to be called on Javion Green. That's his first. And the third team foul of this second half. This is crazy. Maybe they are really trying to take control of this game. Are they the refs? That would be my assessment. Gallen with the ball. Works against Pekarik at the top of the key. Passes it off to Lucas on the far side, working against Green. Dribbles and passes it to Aquarius. Dribbles once and gets to Whiting. Whiting in the lane. Hook shot up and in. 44-36, the Beavers lead with 18:20 to play in this second half. Pekarik will bounce it towards this near side. Gets a screen, bounces it on the baseline over to Bader, up and under and in. 11 points for Bader today, a 10-point lead for the Beavers. Green tried to go for the steal, and it bounces off the hand of Lucas out of bounds into the stands. It'll be Beaver ball. That's an effort play right there. And the Beavers putting in that effort, leading by 10. Pekarik will send it over to Green on the far side. ways away from the three-point line. Now top of the key to Pekarik. It's a screen from Bader. Looks back towards Bader. Thought about a three. Passes that one off to Javion Green, who will dribble into the lane. Sends it out to Black. Takes a dribble into the lane and tried to pass it out to Green. That one goes out of bounds. A little bit too much on that. And a turnover for the Beavers as Nichols comes in the game for the Jacks of Northland College. Will bring the ball across midcourt for the Jacks, working against Pekarik. Moves to his left. Now jump passes it. A bit of an awkward one. Gives it to Lucas. Lucas underneath, they'll go to Nichols. Nichols to Whiting. Whiting back to Lucas. And he stepped into a flying Javion Green. And he goes right into the bench and helped up. Looked like he hit his head on one of the padded chairs. Green called for his second, and the fourth one called on the Beavers already. 17:23 left to play second half. Nichols with the ball for the Jacks, gets to Lucas. Lucas to Aquarius. Will dribble into the lane, picks it up, goes with the underhanded layup. No good. Bader gets the rebound. He'll dribble it up for the Beavers. First time he's probably done that. And they'll send it over to Pekarik. Pekarik bounces it to the near side to Green. Green fakes a handoff, looks to throw. And he's fouled as he was trying to pass that one away. That's going to be called on Nichols. His third and the third team foul called on the Jacks here in this second half. Pekarik brings the ball to the far side of the court, gives a pass to Sharif Black, splits through Whiting and one of his own teammates, up and under and in. That was some fancy ball work for the young man. And now Lucas with it for the Jacks, who trail by 12. 48-36, Lucas will drive to the lane all by himself, and that one will go in. His 10th point gives the... makes the lead a 10-point lead for the Beavers. Yetka passes to Pekarik for three. No good. Yetka, though, tips the ball. Tried to get the rebound to his team. The ball goes out of bounds. A foul is called on Yetka. That's his first. Fifth team foul called in this second half. 16-16 left to play. Second half, 48-38. Beavers lead over Northland College. Lucas with the ball, gets the screen from Whiting, moves to the far side of the court, now drives the basket, shots blocked and brought down by Green. It goes out of bounds, and it'll be Beaver ball on that far sideline. That was pretty crazy to see. He went up and just held the ball as he was going for the shot. Green sends it out. Beavers still got it. Pekarik will bring it across midcourt. Working against Aquarius here on this near side. Pass to the top of the key. Yetka for three. Yes! And that's his first points of the day. And as Coach Boshi said in last night's postgame, once he gets going from beyond the arc, that is where he is most dangerous. And that is where the Beavers are at. 51-38 is our score. We're at a timeout. We'll take a quick break here on the Beaver Radio Network.
Beaver Basketball, brought to you by
Venusa
on the Beaver Radio Network.
They're waiting for you at your Bemidji Co-op Senex convenience stores. A&W Senex North at Irvin and Ann Street with all your favorites from A&W, plus Piccadilly Pizza with pizza by the slice, two for $4, and save on Dean's Milk and Ice Cream, plus Caribou and Farmer's Coffee. Visit Senex South at the junctions of Highway 2 and 71 with daily deli specials and your home for live bait and tackle. Fuel up with quality Senex fuels at both locations. Bemidji Co-op Senex convenience stores.
Little ones are watching, learning, copying, mimicking, mirroring. They're developing their unique personalities based on what you do. When you make the choice to save energy, they will too. Be the lead they want to follow.
Visit otpco.com/saveenergy to learn about available rebates. Ottertail Power Company.
This is Bemidji State University. Beaver Basketball on Talk Radio. AM 1360. KKBJ.
Welcome back to BSU Gymnasium. The Beavers lead 51-38. Here in the second half, that has 15 minutes and 41 seconds remaining in it. It's been a tumultuous first start, first 3 minutes of this half, as there have been 8 fouls called in like 4 minutes and 19 seconds. Inbounds for Northland College goes to Aquarius, who will give to Lucas. Lucas moves to the far side of the court, working against Green, bounces it into Whiting, sends an elbow into the ribs of Bader, turns around, shot no good, tip in no good. Bader gets the rebound. Javion Green lofts it over to the near side. 3-point shot, Sharif Black, no good. Rebound goes to Lucas and the Northland College Jacks. Ball loose again off the foot of Zorn, making his first return to the court since picking up 2 fouls in the first minute. Knuckleball 3-point shot attempted by the Jacks, no good. Rebound Zorn. They will reset. 25 on the shot clock now. Lucas with the ball, works against Javion Green, sends it one arm to Zorn. Zorn on the baseline, tried to get it to Nichols, stolen away by the Beavers. Javion Green back the other way, goes up for the layup, and he is fouled on his way to do so. 34 is called for the foul. That's Lucas, his first and the fourth called against the Jacks, and we're at another timeout. Beavers lead 51-38 with 14:39 left in the second half.
Beaver Basketball, brought to you by
Marketplace Food
on the Beaver Radio Network.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales Event is going on now. Get the tractor you need to tackle the tough jobs on your list. The Kubota L2501 comes with a tough diesel engine and available front loader and backhoe. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months, plus great customer instant rebates and a 6-year warranty. Now through December 31st, 2017, see Acme Tools for more information. See the full line of Kubota at Acme Tools, Highways 2 and 71 North, Bemidji.
Do you watch a lot of videos online? Get the internet speed you need to enjoy your favorite shows and movies without the long waits and delays. Get the GigaZone from Paul Bunyan Communications. You'll get fiber optic fast internet speeds up to a gigabit per second. That's up to 80 times faster than cable. You can add PBTV, unlimited local and long distance phone service. Plus, all new GigaZone customers can get GigaZone Wi-Fi free for the first 6 months. It's fast. It's affordable. It's the GigaZone from Paul Bunyan Communications. And it's right here. Service availability depends upon location. Some restrictions may apply.
Beaver Basketball on the Beaver Radio Network.
Welcome back to the BSU Gymnasium. The Beavers lead 51-38 here in the second half. 14:39 remaining in it. There's already been 9 fouls called. And the reason why we took a break was because they just called one. And Javion Green has 2 shots. First one is up and off the back of the rim, no good. One more try. Off the front of the rim, that one rolls in. He's got 24 points on the afternoon. Beavers putting a full court press on as Aquarius tries to break the defense of Picara. Can't shake him, has to get rid of it. Does, gives to Lucas, who brings it back to this near side, working against Green. Back to Aquarius at the top of the key, gets a screen from Nichols. Now works back towards the far side. 7 on the shot clock. Nichols gives it to Lucas. Lucas runs over Picara, and that's a charge. Foul called on Lucas. his second and the fifth team foul, the 10th one called in the second half. Gallen makes his return to the court, and Larry, they'll replace Whiting and Lucas. McCarrick brings it down, working against Larry. Passes off to Black. Black on the far side of the paint, up and in. And he's got 10 points on the evening. 54-38, Beavers lead, 13:45 to play. Bounce pass goes into Nichols. Nichols almost gets it stolen away by Black. Ball's loose, and the ball's still loose. Still loose, and now a jump ball called, I think. And they're going to call foul on Nichols. That's his fourth. And the 6-1 called on the Jacks here in the second half. We're going to be in for a long second half if we're already in the bonus. Nichols will come out. He is replaced by Dunbar. Carrick brings the ball up on the far side of the court. Working against Larry, gives to Javion Green. Takes a shot from the elbow. It's in. And that's a long two. 26 points for him. Larry with the ball, far side of the court. Thought about passing inside. Instead, gives it out to Aquarius at the top of the key. Finds Gallen on this near side. Three-point shot from Dunbar is up and in. Carrick calls the play out on this near side of the circle, and swinging around it goes. Carrick bounces inside. Green on the baseline, off the backcourt, and in. He's going to have 30 points very soon. That's 28. Now Aquarius one arms it to the far side to Larry. Larry working against Black into the paint. Goes up high and in. And a timeout called on the court. We'll take a timeout as well. The Beavers lead 58-43 with 12:43 left to play in the second half.
Beaver basketball brought to you by
The Glass Doctor
on the Beaver Radio Network.
Hi, Dan the Chevy Man here from Donlinger GM in Bemidji. You want tough trucks? We've got them. How about the Chevy Silverado half ton, three quarter ton, and one ton? How about the GMC Sierra half ton, three quarter ton, and one ton? And if that's not enough, how about the Chevy Colorado or GMC Canyon, the hottest midsize trucks on the market? So if you're thinking trucks, look no further than Donlinger GM, home of the tough trucks. Check us out online at DonlingerBemidji.com. Chevy, find new roads.
This is Bemidji State University. Beaver basketball on Talk Radio, AM 1360. JKBJ.
Welcome back to the BSU Gymnasium. After the timeout, the Beavers have the ball. Should be Black in the paint. It's a shot blocked and picked up by Gallen on the run back the other way. Easter stuffs in the paint, takes a shot from the paint. A little short. Rebound goes to the Beavers. Becerra comes away with it. Beavers lead 58-43 with 12:15 to play. Sharif Black moves his way through the paint and forgot to dribble. That is a travel. Yetka in the game for the Beavers. They'll bounce the Jacks, rather bounce that back to Gallen. The Beavers putting a full-court press on in the second half here as Zorn moves his way through the Beaver D and gets it off the backboard to go in. 13-point lead for the Beavers with 11:50 to play in the second half. Bounce pass, tried to get it to Bader, but he lost the handle and gets it right back to Picard. Picard wisely calls a timeout as he's trapped in the corner. And we'll stay here for this one. There's 11:43 left to play in this second half. The Beavers and the Jacks called for 11 fouls in the first 8 minutes and 17 seconds of this half. And they were called for fouls, four of them in the first minute. It was a, I'm guessing that the refs wanted to make sure that they were asserting their control and that this wasn't going to be a quite the violent game that they were having before. And so that's why all the fouls are called. Since then, it's kind of died down, but both teams right on the verge of the bonus. Beavers have the ball. They call the timeout. They have 15 on the shot clock. And will inbound right in front of their own bench. Christian Pekarek will inbound it. And gets to Sharif Black to lead from the top of the key. Gets a double screen from the Jacks. Tried to get it to Yetka. Bounces off of his legs. Gallen picks it up. Floats a shot off the backboard. And the tip in from Zorn goes in. Zorn with the greatest villain last name of all time. Got two fouls in the first minute of the game. Didn't play until the start of the second half. And a travel called on Sharif Black for the second time in the last 30 seconds. And they'll turn it over. Wendt comes back into the game for the Beavers and Shepsky as well. Inbounds from Zorn as they look for the opening. Beavers again putting that full press on. Zorn gets it on the run, runs by one defender, passes off. Three-point shot is nailed by Larry. And now that 13-point lead is only an 8-point lead with 11 minutes to play. Basketball, the game of runs. And the Jacks are on a run of their own right now as that ball knocked out of bounds by Gallen. Rovdi in the game for the Beavers. Replaces Pekarek. Green with the ball, fakes a handoff to Rovdi. Will jump pass it across the court and get it to Rovdi underneath. All by himself is Wendt. Last night's leading scorer. He gets it off the backboard and in. He's got five on the night today, 60-50. The Jacks look to inch back with Larry taking an off-center jump shot well off the mark. Rovney gets the rebound. And he'll stop and reset with 20 on the shot clock. 10-10 left to play in the second half. Green gets the ball. He leads all scorers with 28. He'll take a three, and that rattles out. Gallen gallops up the far side. Gives to Aquarius in the paint, sends it outside. Long three from Larry off the mark, and the rebound goes to Green. Pivots away from pressure, and now brings it up for the Beavers. Looks to Coach Boshi for the play. They'll set that up. Rovney will call things out. Green shoves it across to the far side and gives to Rovney on his near side. That was Shepsky with the original pass. Three-point shot taken and made by Wendt, and he's got eight. Larry will drive towards the basket. His shot's blocked, but he gets his own rebound from Bader, and they'll send it around the horn to reset. Gallen wearing his double zero working against Rovney here at the top of the key. Top of the key three-point shot taken and missed by Dunbar. Green gets the rebound. Waits for the rest of the Beavers to join him. They call out the play and set things up with Rovney at the point. Wendt sends it to Shepsky. Shepsky to Green on the near side. Green from Rovney back to Green. He'll drive into the paint, picks up his dribble, gives it to Shepsky on the baseline into Bader. Bader up and in. 13 points for him, and the Beavers now lead by 15 with 8.5 to play in the second half. Larry goes high off the backboard but doesn't come close to the rim, and the Beavers come away with that rebound. Rovney on the far side, dribbles and resets, looking back to Coach Boshi for the play. And a whistle away from the ball. that's her sixth. That is the third one called on Bader, and we're at another timeout. The Beavers lead 65-50 here on the Beaver Radio Network.
Beaver Basketball, brought to you by
Thrivin' Financial.
On the Beaver Radio Network.
They're waiting for you at your Bemidji Co-op Senex convenience stores. A&W Senex North at Irvin and Ann Street with all your favorites from A&W. Plus Piccadilly Pizza with pizza by the slice, 2 for $4. And save on Dean's Milk and Ice Cream. Plus Caribou and Farmer's Coffee. Visit Senex South at the junctions of Highway 2 and 71 with daily deli specials. And your home for live bait and tackle. Fuel up with quality Senex fuels at both locations. Bemidji Co-op Senex convenience stores.
Beaver Basketball on the Beaver Radio Network.
And welcome back to the Corner Sports Row Broadcast Studio. The Beavers leading here in the second half by 15 points, 65-50. As they're doing a halftime game. Kid missed the half-court shot. That's a bummer. But 65-50, it was a close game, a four-point lead at the half, 40-36 with the Beavers up on top. Again, playing well in the second half as they did last night, and have extended their lead. This is the largest lead they've had in the second half. But it was trimmed down to 8 points at one point. Foul called on Bader on the last possession is his third and the sixth team foul. Both teams now in the next time they foul have a 1-1. Lucas with the ball for Northland College sends it to Gallen. Gallen inside to Whiting and a whistle. And a foul called against Whiting. His third. And that will be the seventh team foul called on Northland. He will take the ball down for the Beavers. He's met by Hagen at the line. Now moves to the near side with a pass over to Sharif Black, who gives to Green. Green, quick shot. In. And he's got 30 points on the day. And the Beavers now lead by 17, 67-50 with 7:40 to play in the second half. Gallen working against Rovney. Dribbles back to the top of the key and shoves it over into Hagen. Hagen underneath to Nichols. Back to Gallen on this near side. He'll drive into the paint. Jump pass it out to Hagen for three. And no good. Tip is off the shot clock. And that will be out of bounds. It'll be Beaver ball. Rovney will bring it for the Beavers with 7:15 to play. We will have another game right after this, the women's basketball game. They are taking on Mayville State as soon as the men's game is done. Bader for three. No good. Rebound goes to Lucas of Northland College. Bouncing it in, or trying to, rather, to Whiting. Was stolen away by Wendt. His pass up ahead to Javion Green is stolen back by Lucas. He works against Javion Green here on this near side. And a whistle away from the play. And that one's going to be on the Beavers. That's going to be called on Wendt. That's his fourth. And the seventh team foul. 6:48 to play in the second half. Whiting gets the 1-1. First one is up and no good. A rebound goes to Bader. And he'll give to Rovney to bring down for the Beavers, who lead by 17. 6:40 to play in the second half. He one arms it to this near side. Gives to Black. Black up and in. Back the other way. Gallen goes with the Northland Jacks. Nichols works against Wendt on this baseline. Turnaround jumper off the backboard and in. He's got 11 points off the bench this afternoon. Al Rovney Gives to Bader. Bader thought about going to his right. Now goes back to his left with a pass to Green. Green finds Robey. He'll dribble it back near center court. Gets a screen from Wendt. Passes it to Black on the far side. Jump stop pass. Shot. Up and in is Black. He's got 14. Whiting. Whiting will give it out to Hagen. Hagen takes a rear-winged shot. I think that's just how he shoots. And that one goes in. And now 71-54, our score, with 5.5 to play in the second half. Black gets a couple of screens from Bader. Now gets to Green. Green in the paint. Passes it out. Rovney for three. Yes! That's his first points of the day. And a big three, now making it a 20-point game for the Beavers. Yellen takes that three, and a foul called on that shot. That's going to be called on Rovney, his second. And Yellen will be at the line shooting three. First one's up and in. Same as the first. Sorensen comes into the game for Wendt. And the third one, no good. Sorensen gets the rebound. We'll give to Rovney to bring down for the Beavers. 74-56 with 5 minutes to play. Rovney gives it inside. Bader. Bader underneath. A little under Dr. J style, and that goes in. He's got 15 on the night. Lucas here on this near side for Northland. Passes it around the horn, gives it to Gallen. Gallen at the elbow, takes a fadeaway jumper, no good. Rebound Sharif Black, dribbling it up on this near side. And hands off to Javion Green. Gets a screen from Sorensen, and passes that off to Rovney on the far side. Bader, quick handle, gives to Black. Black drives on the baseline, spin around jumper in the paint. No good on the shot, but he's fouled. Fox stops with 4:20 left to play in the second half. Is that foul called on Gallen? And we've reached another timeout. Beavers lead by 20. It's 76-56 with 4:20 left to play in the second half.
Basketball brought to you by
Corner Sports
on the Beaver Radio Network.
You're gonna love getting used to Venusa.
If you have an athlete living in your home, you know you need a good fridge to hold all the food, a microwave to heat it up with, a dishwasher to stash the dishes, and most important, a heavy-duty washer and dryer to wash those not-so-pleasant-smelling jerseys. Hi, this is Becky from Venusa. Come see why Venusa does it better. Venusa Appliance Sales and Service, now located just behind Sanford Walk-In Clinic on Minn Kota Avenue.
You're gonna love getting used to Venusa.
This is Beaver Basketball. Beaver Basketball on the Beaver Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Corner Sports Remote Broadcast Studio. The Beavers lead by 20 with 4:20 left to play in the second half over the Northland College Jacks. The leading scorer on the day is Javion Green. He's got 30 and doesn't look to be slowing down anytime soon. Sharif Black will be at the line shooting two. On his drive in the paint. Spinning a couple of dribbles, and here's the first one. Up and in. Ties with Bader with 15 points. And now one better better than Bader with 16. 78-56 the score. The Beavers lead by 22 with 4:15 left to play. Lucas for the Jacks brings it to the far side of the court. Now stops and passes that one off to Hagen. Hagen working against Black. Passes a low one over to Aquarius, who bounces in to Whiting. Whiting hook shot is in. And he was fouled. That is going to be called against Bader, his fourth and the ninth team foul called on the Beavers here in the second half. Whiting to the line, shooting the and one. Up and no good. A rebound loose. Tipped out of bounds, Beaver ball. Wendt comes back in the game. He'll replace Bader. 1-4 fouled person for the other. And Rofi will bring it down for the Beavers. He'll pass it off to Javion Green. Overhand pass to Rovni on this near side. Now drives to the paint, off the backboard and in. Now Galen bringing it down. Gets a screen from Whiting on this near side. Drives the baseline, sends it out towards the three-point line to Lucas, who will find Nichols for three, and that goes in. 14 points for Nichols off the bench. 3:20 left to play for in the second half. Beavers lead 80-61. Javion Green for three. Doesn't go. He is fouled, though. And I think that's on Nichols. If so, that's his fifth. And that is number 5-4, Mr. Nichols. And he will have to take a seat early. And the ninth one called on the Beavers here in the second half. He will be replaced by Van Flack. And now shooting two, I think it's three. It is three that he is shooting, Javion Green. And the first one, up and in. Running out of room to write his score. Second one goes in. And the third one goes in as well. He has 33 on the night. 83-61, the Beavers lead with 3 minutes and 5 seconds remaining. As the Jacks of Northland College try to mount some form of offensive attack. Whiting working against Sorensen on the baseline will send it outside to Lucas. Lucas in the paint, off the rim, no good. Rebound out of bounds off of a Beaver. The refs are saying it will remain with Northland College. Yetka in the game for the Beavers. Larry and Dunbar come in the game for Northland College. Aquarius will inbound and get it to Hagen. Hagen dribbles to the elbow and outside it goes to Aquarius. Aquarius one arms it over to Larry. Larry working against Javion Green. Will try to drive the baseline. Sends it out instead of to his guy. It goes to Sharif Black, who finds Rovney. And that goes in. Nice little fast break. 7 points for him today. 85-61 the score. Beavers lead with 2:20 to play in the second half. Aquarius works against Sorensen. Didn't find much of an opening there, and that ball doesn't go in, and it goes out of bounds. And the Beavers will substitute McDowell in the game, as well as Thompson and Shevsky. .215 to play. Second half, Beavers lead big, 85-61. We'll have the women's game following this one. They are taking on Mayville State. A Sharif Black drives the baseline, and a foul called as he goes up, misses the shot. And that pass could be called on Van Fleck. That's the 10th team foul. And Sharif Black will be at the line shooting two. The spin in the shot does not go. Second one also does not go off the front of the rim, and Aquarius will come away with the rebound on that high pass over to Larry, able to pick it up. He goes into the paint, goes up for a shot, no good. Rolls off of a Beaver hand out of bounds, and it will remain with the Jacks. Chase in the game for the Beavers. Hagen with the ball for the Jacks, working against Chase. Minute 50 to play, second half. Beavers lead 85-61. Larry with the ball top of the key. They've got 12 on the shot clock. Aquarius working against Shevsky. Gives it out to Van Flack for three off the mark. And the Beavers get that easy rebound. That's McDowell. And it was just a timeout for substitution. Into the game for the Beavers is Baumgartner. In his first minute and 25 seconds of play. Sets a screen, gives it to McDowell. McDowell passes off to Thompson. Thompson gives it back to Shevsky now on the top of the key. Takes a three off the mark. Rebound Hagen, and the Jacks will bring it back the other way. Larry drives towards the basket, now backs away, passes around the horn, gets to Aquarius. Aquarius tries to drive the rim, and that's going to be a foul called, I believe, against McNallum. And they're going to call it against Shevsky. That's his second, 10th team foul. And to the line shooting two will be Aquarius. First one is no good. The men finish up their initial out-of-conference games on Monday as they host Oak Hills Christian College. Aquarius gets that second one to go. That again will be at BSU. Bring the whole family. 1 minute remaining in this second half. Beavers playing hot potato, and I'll get inside to Baumgartner, and he gets that one to go in. Gets in the stat line. 40 seconds remaining. Quick pass out. Three-point shot taken by the Jackson. Missed. Rebound goes to Chase, and he'll send it over to Shevsky. Shevsky working against Aquarius in the backcourt. Aquarius tries for the steal. Shevsky dribbles away from that. Gives it to Thompson. Back to Shevsky. Play clock and shot clock off by about 4 seconds. And a quick three taken by Shevsky, no good. And we've entered 10 seconds remaining in this game as Larry lost the handle of that, ran into one of the Beavers. That will be a foul called against Chase. His first, and that will send Larry to the line to shoot two with 8.1 seconds remaining. Up and in. Second one is good as well. And 5-4-3-2-1-0. Beavers win it. Big at home again, 87-64. box it, put a W on it. Beavers undefeated at home so far in this season. Remember, the women's game is coming up in about 25 minutes, so stay tuned for that. We'll have a chance to chat with Coach Boshi and our player of the game. We'll do that next in the postgame show that's starting in just a few here on the Beaver Radio Network. Beavers win 87-64.
Beaver Basketball, brought to you by
The Glass Doctor.
On the Beaver Radio Network.
Marketplace, Marketplace Food.
Here at Marketplace Foods, we are proud of our Angus Pride beef, and for good reason. Only the top 20% of choice Angus beef qualifies to be Angus Pride. Consistently well-marbled, tender, and sure to please, Angus Pride is without a doubt the city's finest. Expertly cut and trimmed by our staff, Marketplace is the place for beef. So when you want the best, stop in to Marketplace.
Holding. Number 79, defense, first down. I'm also holding a party tonight.
Great call by the official. Looks like we've got another flag on the field.
Holding a Pepsi. Necessary refreshment.
Hey, Ted, bring some of that Pepsi to my party.
Pepsi and the NFL. Welcome to the Fun Doesn't End Zone.
You can see a neighbor for years without really knowing them. So allow us to reintroduce ourselves. We are a local business. We are owned by our employees. And this year, we're celebrating serving this great neighborhood for 120 years. You might say we're woven into the fabric of Bemidji, like a warm, comfortable blanket. First National Bank Bemidji, a partnership for generations. Member FDIC.
You're listening to Beaver Basketball on the Beaver Radio Network.
And welcome back to the BSU Gymnasium at the end of the Beaver men's basketball game. Beavers win 87-64. And we'll have a chance to look at our stats in just a few. The Beavers shot well in that second half. A very foul-riddled second half. But came out hot, scoring 47 points in that second half. And only giving up less than 30. 87-64. And speaking of 30, Javion Green scored 33 points on the day. He had over 20 in the first half. He cooled off a little bit in the second half, but that's when Jerry Black and Bader really took off. And they had 16 and 15 points, respectively. For the Jacks, they were just a little outgunned. The Beavers had too many scoring opportunities and just could not find the open man when they had him. And that is their leading scorer, Nichols. He came off the bench, had 14 points off the bench, leading scorer on the day. One of their starting guards, he didn't play for 19 minutes of the first half because in the first 1 minute, he picked up two fouls, sat for the next 19 minutes, then came out midway through the second half. And he was able to get 4 points on the day, but really not make too much of an impact. Their point guard, Gallen, had 10, and Lucas with 10 as well. We'll take a quick break, and we'll continue the postgame report with your final stats coming up next on the Beaver Radio Network.
It's time for the Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show. Paul Bunyan Communications, the official digital provider for the Beaver Radio Network. This is Beaver Basketball.
The Taco Blitz at Taco John's is your ticket to the year's biggest football game and other super prizes. Team a crispy or soft shell taco with one of four burritos, plus your choice of 20-ounce fountain beverage. But wait, it gets bigger, because with each Taco Blitz, you get a chance to win awesome prizes, like gift cards and two tickets to the big game in Minneapolis on February 4th. Get the Taco Blitz. Crush hunger. Win big. For a limited time, only at Taco John's.
Hey, John, that sweater's looking a little snug.
Yeah, Grandma's gift from last year. She still thinks I'm 12. Wish it was about 25% bigger.
That reminds me, for a limited time, get a $25 bonus card with every $100 in Green Mill gift cards purchased. That's 25% more.
My super snug sweater reminded you of a super sweet Green Mill deal.
Take Grandma to Green Mill this year. The bonus card offer might give her a more fitting gift idea for you.
Very funny. Now, if I could just put my arms down.
For a limited time, get a $25 bonus card with every $100 in Green Mill gift cards purchased. Green Mill, pizza, pasta, beer and wings.
And holiday gift cards.
We'll see you at the mill.
Hi, Dan the Chevy Man here from Donlinger GM in Bemidji. You want tough trucks? We've got them. How about the Chevy Silverado half ton, three quarter ton, and one ton? How about the GMC Sierra half ton, three quarter ton, and one ton? And if that's not enough, how about the Chevy Colorado or GMC Canyon, the hottest midsize trucks on the market? So if you're thinking trucks, look no further than Donlinger GM, home of the tough trucks. Check us out online at DonlingerBemidji.com. Chevy, find new roads.
When it comes to security, folks around here say,
ah, nobody's around.
But thieves say,
ah, nobody's around.
A check in the mail is exposed and accessible all day long. Digital payments are secure, fast, and easy. Try ePay from Ottertail Power Company. It's free and available online from wherever you are, even if it's in the middle of nowhere. Visit otpco.com/ePay.
The school year is here. For custom team clothing, visit Skeeter Stitch in Bemidji. Have your local team, church group, or business looking their best in custom embroidery or screen printing made just for you. Skeeter Stitch also has the hottest new clothing on the shelves for the Beavers, Lumberjacks, and other local teams. Plus, they offer letter jackets and chenille for all area high schools. Visit or call Skeeter Stitch today, just a half a mile west of the Bemidji High School on 5th Street. Visit online, SkeeterStitch.com. Skeeter Stitch of Bemidji.
You're listening to Bemidji State University, Beaver Basketball, on Talk Radio, AM 1360, KKPJ.
And welcome back to the Paul Money Communications postgame report. I'm joined with Javion Green, 33 points today. Congratulations. Yeah, that was a heck of a performance offensively, but your team really came out hot, shooting 61% and really awesome in that second half, making that four-point half lead just huge at the end. What do you think were the contributing factors to that?
I think we came together collectively as a group and just played really hard. And then halftime, we're up by like six.
Yeah.
And Coach told us we really need to put them away, and that's what we did.
Yeah, it seemed like it was a chippy beginning of the game, and even in the second half. What was going on down there?
Yeah, we came out a little soft. I don't know what that was, but we quickly changed that when Coach told us.
Yeah, obviously. It's another non-conference game for you. This is your second year playing here at BSU. How's this experience working for you?
Oh, it's really fun. You know, I kind of, know the plays better from being a freshman, know where I can be open on the floor. Just little things like that can help you win games.
Very cool. You're working with a couple of new faces out there. How's it like with Rovney and those guys?
It's really fun. They have a lot of questions they ask me, and I just try to give them the best feedback I can.
All right. That's very nice. Thank you. And again, congrats. 33 points today and a win. Can't be too upset about that. That's Javion Green. 33 points today. And we'll have a chance to talk with Coach Boshi in just a little bit. We'll see if he makes his way. He's making his way up to us as we speak. But yeah, like I said, the Beavers shot amazing in that second half. 73% from the field. And they held the Northland Jacks to a 38% from the field. And that, when you do that, you're going to go on some big runs. And that's exactly what the Beavers did, as I'm joined with head coach Mike Boshi today. Winners 87-64. That's a big win for you guys. And another great shooting performance in that second half.
Yeah, we struggled a little bit early on. I don't think it wasn't so much offensively. It was a little bit more defensively and just doing the little things in transition defense. But second half, it came out with a lot more intensity, a lot more, just intent in doing the right things. And certainly helps when Javion gets going in the first half, and then he continues in the second half. So that's a good sign of a player that's kind of breaking out of a little bit of slump that he's been in.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was a bit of a chippy first part of the second half with like eight fouls called in the first 2 minutes.
Yeah.
What was going on with that? Was it just like over-aggressiveness or what?
Yeah, their big kid is really talented. He's scrappy. I mean, he's a big low. He's 6'7", 6'8", 235 pounds, and he moves people around. And just by his aggressiveness, there's going to be some collisions out there. And, you know, when there's collisions in basketball, it gets a little tight, a little chippy once around. The referees had to take control of it.
Yeah.
And that was probably about it.
Yeah, and defensively, like you said before, you held them to, 33% or 38% shooting in the second half. That's got to bode well for you guys.
Yeah, I feel like we didn't. There's a few people that weren't really intent on guarding with this type of purpose that we need to. And I think we fixed it in the second half. And, you know, we got to be ready to go. No matter who we're playing, whether it's St. Cloud, Mankato, or even Northland College, we have got to be intent on guarding people every time you step on the court.
Absolutely. Who do you think really stepped up, besides Javion Green, with the 33 points today, really stepped up and showed what they can do?
Well, I like Logan Bader tonight. Again, he's so steady for us. You know, Augie Rodney didn't get a lot of playing time, but I like the little things that he contributes. Peck is always just a workaholic out there, works his butt off, takes charges, dives on the floor. He did good things. And I like Sharif Black, especially in the second half. Felt like he got the ball in some spots where he could do some things. Much better defensively. Competed a little bit harder. He's on the floor in the second half more. And so, you know, it's nice when you can say good things about multiple people. And hopefully we can continue to do that throughout the year.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Coach, and we'll see you on Monday.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
All right, that was Coach Mike Boshi, head coach for our Bemidji State University Beavers men's team, winners today by a score of 87-64. We've got a doubleheader, and we're going to get ready for that with the women's basketball team. They are out on the court getting warmed up right now. We'll kick off that pregame show in just a few minutes, so hang on tight. This is the Beaver Radio Network.
Beaver Basketball, brought to you by
Corner Sports
on the Beaver Radio Network.
Holding, number 79, defense, first down. I'm also holding a party tonight.
Great call by the official. Looks like we've got another flag on the field.
Holding, a Pepsi. Necessary refreshment.
Hey, Ted, bring some of that Pepsi to my party.
Pepsi and the NFL. Welcome to the Fun Doesn't End Zone.
You're gonna love getting used to Venusa.
If you have an athlete living in your home, you know you need a good fridge to hold all the food, a microwave to heat it up with, a dishwasher to stash the dishes, and most important, a heavy-duty washer and dryer to wash those not-so-pleasant-smelling jerseys. Hi, this is Becky from Venusa. Come see why Venusa does it better. Venusa Appliance Sales and Service, now located just behind Sanford Walk-In Clinic on Minn Kota Avenue.
You're gonna love getting used to Venusa.
Are you a Christian looking to align your faith and finances? Then you'll want to check out Thrivent Financial. We're not your typical financial services provider. We're a not-for-profit Fortune 500 organization that helps our nearly 2.4 million members be wise with money. We provide guidance that reflects your values so you can protect what matters most. We help members live generously and strengthen the communities where they live, work, and worship. Learn more about the Thrivent story by contacting me, Financial Associate Alan Zutz, at 444-0202.
Hey, John, that sweater's looking a little snug.
Yeah, Grandma's gift from last year. She still thinks I'm 12. Wish it was about 25% bigger.
That reminds me, for a limited time, get a $25 bonus card with every $100 in Green Mill gift cards purchased. That's 25% more.
My super snug sweater reminded you of a super sweet Green Mill deal.
Take Grandma to Green Mill this year. The bonus card offer might give her a more fitting gift idea for you.
Very funny. Now if I could just put my arms down.
For a limited time, get a $25 bonus card with every $100 in Green Mill gift cards purchased. Green Mill, pizza, pasta, beer and wings.
And holiday gift cards.
We'll see you at the mill.
Hi, Dan the Chevy Man here from Donlinger GM in Bemidji. You want tough trucks? We've got them. How about the Chevy Silverado half ton, three quarter ton, and one ton? How about the GMC Sierra half ton, three quarter ton, and one ton? And if that's not enough, how about the Chevy Colorado or GMC Canyon, the hottest midsize trucks on the market? So if you're thinking trucks, look no further than Donlinger GM, home of the tough trucks. Check us out online at DonlingerBemidji.com. Chevy, find new roads.